I'm happy now to welcome Angelo Jaramillo. He is the Northern Regional Coordinator for New Mexico Gear Up, and Jennifer Vasquez, who is a student at Capitol High, and they're here to talk to us about Cinco de Mayo. Bienvenidos.
Bienvenidos. Thank you.
Bienvenidos.
So there is an event coming up, although today is actually the 5th of May, Cinco de Mayo. This coming Saturday, the 8th of May, at Warehouse 21 in Santa Fe, there's going to be a big youth and music and arts festival. Tell us about what's going on.
We collaborated with Warehouse 21 through a community partnership with New Mexico Gear Up and Warehouse 21 and Capitol High School. Probably about a year ago or so, to do some programming with students from the south side of Santa Fe. And so about a year or two later, the idea came up to put on a Cinco de Mayo music and arts festival for the youth, and this would be the first annual since it's never been done. So for about the past 2 months, we've been working together with Warehouse 21 and probably about 15 core students who have been showing up on a consistent basis to participate in youth entrepreneurial service training, which is part of the YES program at Warehouse 21. And it consists of numerous workshops of anywhere from digital media arts to filming to silk screening to concert and event organization or coordination. And also there's a mentorship program that we have built into that workshop as well over the last month and a half, 2 months, to actually produce this event, which is going to culminate this Saturday on May 8th.
And what is your role, Jennifer?
Well, my role in the Cinco de Mayo is that we're trying to organize everything, organize the bands that are going to be playing, getting decorations, inviting people to come to the annual Youth Music and Arts Festival that we're having this Saturday.
What are some of the bands? What kind of music?
Well, we're going to have DJs from reggaeton, Mexican music. We're going to have rock, techno. There's going to be flamenco. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be mariachis. And then there's going to be La Promesa. It's going to be playing also. And it's a big Mexican band.
What kind of La Promesa, what kind of music is that?
Mexican music.
Like traditional?
No, like duranguense, cumbia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So tell us about Angelo's Cinco de Mayo. This is a something that everybody's heard of. Probably most people don't know the history of this day.
Right. Most people seem to confuse it with the independence of Mexico from Spain, which was actually, ¿cómo se dice? 16 de septiembre. Right, and that was 1821. But Cinco de Mayo is actually a celebration of La Batalla de Puebla, which is the Battle of Puebla in 1862, when the French army decided to invade Mexico, and it was a relative of Napoleon, actually, Archduke Maximilian III, who they installed as emperor at the time for a very short-lived, brief period, because it was the celebration of a small militia of Mexican patriots that resisted against an overwhelming French army and actually pushed them out of Mexico. And the reason the French invaded was because at the time there was a lot of strife internally within Mexico, and they owed a lot of debts to a lot of different European countries, and the French used that as a pretext to actually invade the country.
Wanting basically its territory.
Exactly. They figured if they're not going to get the debt paid, then they're just going to take over and, you know, probably exploit the land and the people, like many other European countries had a tradition of imperialism, basically. So to me, I think that the real significance is that it was a major victory of a small group of indigenous Mexicans once again pushing out a major European constituency and saying no más.
And so on a day like Cinco de Mayo or the 8th of May that you're going to do the celebration at Warehouse 21, it's, among other things, an opportunity for young people of Chicano and Mexican descent to really share their and celebrate their common roots.
Mm-hmm. I'll definitely say, and actually I'd like Jennifer to comment a little bit after I just say something, is a big push behind this project was actually to expose a lot of students of Chicano Latino descent, Mexicana, living on the south side of town, to really show them that the resources at a place like Warehouse 21 are very available to them to actually develop themselves, develop any products. It's not just about art-oriented. There's a whole business component to it as well. and also to bring a little bit more integration within the city youth as well, and family too. It's open to everybody from 4 to midnight, and it's a free event. There's going to be food served as well. But the students at Capital High School in particular, working with them, it's to allow them to empower themselves to be able to bring their culture, their background, and to be able to celebrate it with the rest of the city. And I think if Jennifer might be able to offer a little individual perspective on that, that'd be helpful.
Well, I think that, like Angelo said, a lot of people don't know the significance of Cinco de Mayo. So we need to open and like let people know what it is, that it's not their independence, it's because they won a battle that they've been fighting for, that they fought for years. And we need to let, like, people, our young teenagers come, and for them to have fun and to also celebrate, to celebrate a culture that many people don't know that really exists.
What is the culture like, so to speak, at Capital High? I mean, are the students well integrated, or do people kind of hang out in their cliques according to, you know, the Mexican students hang out together and the Chicano Latino students hang out together? What does it look like?
Yeah, it does. It looks like you see jocks and everything with jocks, and then you see Mexicans like with their little cliques. It's like they don't share that much time that they should be sharing. Everyone's like their own thing, or because many people, they're like, wow, they're Mexicans or whatever.
How do you deal with that as a you know, you're in a mentor role, Angelo?
For me personally, it's always been about we're the same brothers and sisters. The only thing that divides us is a flag or an interpretation of history. And it's basically when Kearney marched in here shortly after the Mexican-American War, planted the American flag and told the Mexican residents here, you can either stay or you can go, but if you stay, you're going to be under our thumb and our rule. And we all know what happened shortly after that. So I think there's a real misconception and misunderstanding, especially amongst Latino people who are born here or born south of the border, that somehow we're separated. But I don't see it that way. I see it as welcome back home, you know, and let's get to know each other and figure this thing out.
So you are the Northern Regional Coordinator for New Mexico Gear Up. What is that?
Gear Up is a nationally funded college readiness program, the largest in the United States, administered out of the U.S. Department of Education. And it works primarily with underrepresented communities, which means mostly minority or low income. And it's to increase the post-secondary enrollment rate of these kinds of populations.
And so what do you actually do?
We do everything from academic interventions to forming community partnerships to doing outreach with parents and families. And basically, we work both with the schools and with the individual stakeholders, meaning the students themselves and their families, to try and bring more awareness and then to also bring more programmatic opportunities so that they can actually have access to college and make it a reality and not just a faraway dream.
Are you college bound?
Yes. Yeah, well, Angelo's been working with us. I'm a sophomore at Capital High.
Okay, you've got some time.
Yeah, he's been with us since freshman year.
And so the Cinco de Mayo celebration is this Saturday, the 8th of May at Warehouse 21. For more information, you can call 505-989-4423. Jennifer Vasquez and Angelo Jaramillo, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, Good Morning Jazz features the monthly Women in Jazz Hour. We're broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company. We'll see you tomorrow. Ciao.